Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome, everybody, to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Welcome back. I'm so excited to be back with you guys. We have a very important topic that we're going to jump into. So I just want to welcome my hosts, Ms. Nicole Martin and Karishma Thomas. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Hello, hello, ladies. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Not too bad for a Monday. How's my lady doing this week?
We're doing good.
I'm doing good.
Well, ladies, we do have a good topic this week. We always have really, really unique topics. Can personal relationships clash with professional ones? So everybody knows about the Nicki Minaj and the McMill situation with Drake. How do you ladies feel about that? I think this is a very touchy but important subject to get feedback on how to handle it.
Well, I definitely think that professional and personal relationships can clash all the time. It's hard to keep things strictly business, especially if it's someone you do continuous work with. It does mm-hmm. tend to get friendly, you know, you get comfortable with one another. But sometimes when that one thing goes wrong, like just like in this situation, because Nicki and Drake have been friends for a long time, they have a lot of mutual love for each other. But obviously there's beef going between Drake and Meek Mill. So she kind of gets put in the middle of it. And it becomes very difficult to deal with. What do you think, ladies?
I personally think it is a hot mess. Even right down to the relationship of Meek and Nicki themselves being in a relationship, I'm still like, what the hell is that? I don't know. They just look like misfits to me. Like, I don't know. It's like oil and water to me or something. I just don't get it. But yeah, just what you were saying, Karishma, totally messed up. You know what I mean? Because Drake and Nicki were supposed to be from the same camp and they collab on, you know, music and. So I'm just like, it's crazy. I would love to know what's going on behind the scenes, like, and how Nicki is feeling and if her loyalty is like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, okay, here's the thing I'm thinking. Okay, she has to be loyal to me because that's her man. But then she owes some kind of loyalty to Drake because they're in the same camp and they've been, you know what I'm saying? Like, Drake's been in the picture way before me. You guys understand where I'm coming from? So to me, it's I don't know. I'm like, where is the loyalty? Whose loyalty, you know, does?
Yeah, who are you loyal to?
Between the boyfriend or
the bestie, alleged bestie.
Exactly.
Nobody
will
know.
Exactly.
But no one really knows the real story between Nicki and Drake. So it's hard to say. Because we don't really know the nature of their relationship. We know what they put out there. So it could be more behind the scenes. You know how celebrity love is. Than we really know. So we're making assumptions based on what we think we know. It could be much deeper.
Oh,
you know, say it, for example, that he's not just the bestie or best friend. He's more of a lover.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts another spin to it. Like, who do you choose? The current or the good old faithful?
Well, I think if it turns into a ex-lover and a current lover, you would always choose the current one you're with. because, you know, that's the decision that you made. And apparently Meek is also the father of her child, according to the new rumors, is that she's pregnant and that he's the baby daddy.
What? Okay,
that's,
I didn't hear that. That's what I'm like, what?
Yeah, that puts another spin. And definitely callers, tune in. Call in 347-539-5729. Let us know what you think. It is. I think business relationships, just in general, are tough, especially with people that you're friends with or family with. Within itself, it's tough. And then if you put like a romantic twist on it, makes it even harder because of the emotional intelligence. Like emotionally, she feels, you know, loyalty to both people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. How do you, it's like you're losing one to gain another. So it's a very, very touchy.
Right.
Business-wise, it affects you.
And then in the end, like, she could wind up losing both. Like, that's why I said it's really, like, a lot of drama, and it's really, like, soap opera material because, like, so what happens?
Well, hopefully a lot of creativity comes out of it because, you know, artists, they'll be creative,
yeah.
And, you know, they'll be able to use it.
Very
and hopefully a lot of good work come out of this. But this is a touchy situation because can you imagine, like, your man and your, I don't even want to say bestie because we don't know what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that you've grown with for a long time, someone
right.
that you spent long hours with in the studio that knew you as a rapper from maybe like the very beginnings, the humble beginnings.
And here's the thing, too, ladies. Do you think Meek started throwing shots at Drake where he picked this fight not because of this mess about him being a ghostwriter, because there's some kind of jealousy or envy because he knows that possibly Drake is digging Nicki and maybe whatever the relationship is, if it's that close, he can't handle it? What do you guys think about that?
That could definitely be part of it. I completely agree. It's Drake and Nicki have, you know, done so many collabs together. He's always talked about how she's someone that he would marry, and they were
mm-hmm.
always the couple
exactly.
that audiences wanted to be together. You know,
exactly.
fans were just waiting for them to say, we're finally dating. It's kind of
right.
how Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis dated years later. That's what people wanted from them. They wanted to see
right.
them together because in
True.
Their minds, it's this perfect couple. So it could
right.
be insecurity from that, too, where people are like, oh, whatever, she's dating Meek Mill, but we really want to see her with Drake. And that's
right.
who we want to see her be happy with. Maybe he's
I know
afraid
I did.
That I did. I completely did. I thought the two of them were so cute. I was like, oh,
Me
my gosh,
too.
When are they
I
just
going
to come out and say it?
Right.
Yes,
but it's
absolutely.
Also a lot of behind the scenes. We don't really know. I wonder
that's
what Nicki is saying to Meek at home or if she's still talking to Drake because she hasn't made too many comments about it. So what we could also do is that a lot of this is just hyped up. For all we know,
it could
be
social
media.
Yeah,
it could
be
a huge
scam.
Joke between them, like, oh, we're going to mess with each other, turn this into something that it's not, because it's at the end of the day, it's all publicity.
True. Yeah. And that's one thing. But it's good to get a male's perspective. So we have not, like, our family member, the truth is here. He always sets the story straight. So I want to bring him in and welcome the truth to the show and get his male perspective on this issue. The truth.
How you guys
are you
doing,
there?
Ladies?
Hey,
welcome,
how
welcome.
Are you?
Nice to have you on the show.
Hey, this is wonderful. That's always a pleasure.
It is. Absolutely. How have you been?
Oh, wonderful. Just busy and moving and shaking and motivating and all that stuff.
Awesome.
Well, we got
a topic for you tonight, Truth, and I know you got a lot to say about this one because I'm confused and it's crazy to me. Like, oh my goodness! I mean, it makes for great social media, and Twitter's been off the chain. And oh my goodness, I too have been like a social media whore, where every day I'm like Googling to see if anything popped off that I don't know about. But I missed that rumor that she's possibly pregnant. Well, when did that happen, guys? Oh, my God. And I thought I was up on it.
No, yeah, she referred to Meek as her baby father. And everyone was like, what? Is
oh,
she announcing
Lord.
Her pregnancy? Is she announcing her pregnancy?
Oh, my God. Hot mess.
Now, can I tell you guys, let me just jump. I can jump in right there. Because I didn't know anything about that. But I'm going to jump. Let's start right there. Let's put my
Yes.
So let me, now I've written several pieces about what men do, insecure men do,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we always talk about, we get on women, you know, getting pregnant on purpose. Well, it's a lot of dudes out there that are getting women pregnant on purpose for the sole reason of to try to make sure to lock her up. Now, let me explain with this situation. So, backtrack. Nikki broke down on y'all radio station out there. I think it was on Hot 97 or one of them. She broke down with the Breakfast Club, whatever this, the call letters are, I don't know. Now, when she broke down, I wrote a piece about how the fact that she broke down, she was with my man Safari for 12 years. They were together when nobody even knew who she was, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that, the reason why that was so emotional for her is because she really believed, as women do, that her and Safari is going to make it all the way. They were going to beat the odds, beat the music industry. She going to blow up, and she was still going to be able to maintain this beautiful term, innocent relationship, because it is innocent when you were with somebody that long. It's pure. It feels pure. So the breakdown is the industry won. The pressure of the industry won. And I'm going to say this. A man that's behind the scenes with a woman that's in front, that's ahead of him, he's going to feel insecure. And the only way, one of the ways to leverage the playing field, lady, is to go out there and cheat on her and hurt her, to leverage that insecurity. This real talk. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is
real
this.
Talk?
You guys spoke about Drake and Nicki. That is more of a power couple than Nicki and Meek. That's more of a Beyonce Jay, because you got two people that are at the top of their game. You got two people that don't need each other but to love each other. I'm not saying Meek is some broke cat she met at the car wash. He's not Drake. Just keep it watching. As far as album sold, as far as revenue, ROI, return on investment, he's not Drake. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's the thing that Nicki got going on in her life. She likes to deal with men that she is got more. She's the alpha female or the alpha in the relationship. That represents control. Maybe she feels like if I'm ahead for someone, I'm not saying that happened with Safari, because that just by happenstance she got famous. But in this situation, she followed the same pattern by, I'm going to get with a dude that's not either right on my level. He's a little bit behind me in terms of popularity, in terms of finances and all that sort of thing. Hence, Drake threw the little jab, make sure you get the prenup. So on charge up. So my thing is she does that by design. The design for Nicki is to get a man that may not be her Jay-Z to her Beyonce is I hopefully will be able to control him because I'm more popular. He's got to come back to me. I don't need him. He needs me. But that on the surface that sounds cool. But when you're dealing with emotions, it's not. I have a feeling that Nicki is very much so looking for what she had with Safari. Real talk.
I agree.
She wants that bad. And sometimes, ladies, you know this, baby, when you want it bad, you're willing to force it sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
You're willing to force it.
You'll
set it up. Even if it means getting pregnant by the next guy, and I'm not saying on purpose, but I want to really make this, I want to solidify this relationship. I want to legitimize this relationship. I want everybody to know I'm with this man because I really want that bond and connection I had at 12 years, 15 years. When you're with somebody for almost half your life, you can't replicate and duplicate that overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, it takes time to trust someone, which is the ultimate level of intimacy, trust, not sex. It takes time to get that point to the point where you're willing to be that vulnerable with anybody. Well, you know, and sometimes when we want it so bad, I think we push harder. And I'm not saying she don't love me. I'm not saying she ain't in love with me. I'm not saying this baby is not the best thing that ever happened to her if that's who she's pregnant with. I'm just saying there's a part of her in her heart that wants that. And God bless them if they have it or they're working on it or he's going to marry her or whatever the situation may be. But from looking on the outside and I'm shutting my mouth, I believe there's some insecurities in me that have him going after Drake, who's not a love interest today, at least, with Nicki. There's some insecurities with me going after Safari because he knows he can't touch that 12 years. So there's some insecurities there.
Right,
Nicki,
exactly.
Nicki can, and women, listen to this. You can only support a man's ego so much. I don't care what you tell him, how great he is, how special he is. If that ego is shot, if he's got an insecurity issue with that, with his ego and pride, ain't nothing you can do. Ain't nothing you can do about it, and Nikki included. So a lot of these things, I'm telling you, he's putting her in a very awkward position where she's feeling very uncomfortable. She ain't said anything, but I guarantee she is. She's feeling very uncomfortable because the man that she's with now and the man that is her label mate, business-wise, that they had a really close friendship, and who was before her, is now in a situation where she's caught in the middle on some just high school BS, and she's just like, listen, I don't want to be, this is not my idea of a healthy relationship, either physically or a friendship. It's not my idea. And I got two men technically fighting over my emotional connection to them, which are totally different from each other. Meek is your man today. Drake is your friend and label mate. There's a distinction. There should be a line drawn in the sand. I have a feeling that Nikki got too honest with this boy and told him she might have had sex with Drake, and this nigga can't take it. He just can't. We can't deal with that. You know, and I think that's what happened. I really believe she told him that on some pillow talk, and he just can't deal with it. He's like, of anybody, I understand Safari, but I can't know that you had sex with Drake. I can't. I can't take that. So that's it. I'm going to leave it alone. You guys take it from there.
No, that's good. And to add to that truth, too, now couple that with she spends more time with Drake because they're label mates whatever. Maybe they're doing appearances together. They're on tour together.
In studio.
So add that to the equation. You know what I'm saying? So, totally see that.
And business truth, this is Tahira. Business wise, it's almost like suicide because she's going to do business with Drake. She's been doing business with him. And it puts her in a real funny, awkward situation because everything is going to be questioned at this point. Even though it's business to him because he's insecure, it looks like something else.
He's acting like the female in the relationship. I'm just going to say that.
Absolutely.
I'm
trying to be nice.
Because he has to realize, why would you want to come in between your woman, your wife, your potential, whatever, money?
And
would you want to come in between
and her money.
Potentially?
Money for you guys. Money for the life that, for you.
Yeah. Because, brother, let me say it, you can't even sell 500,000 copies. You struggling to get to 500,000. You should be telling Drake, hey man, write a mo music. Come on, y'all. You should be cheering Drake because he is you should be cheerleading him ghostwriting too. You should be like ghostwriting.
I agree.
Whatever Drake is doing, it's working. I know for hip hop purists, I'm a hip hop purist, and I understand. There's this whole, he ain't writing his own thing, that he's not as talented as Nas and Biggie. So what?
Who cares?
Who cares about that? See, people got to stop comparing themselves to other people. That's the one thing we got a problem with in the millennial generation. Stop comparing yourself to other people. That is that person's life. This is my life. Don't mess up your life worrying about somebody else. And this is what Meek is having problems with.
And my thing is, like you said, who cares? Because I love Drake. I would take Drake over Meek Mill any day. I don't care if he got 10 ghostwriters. I'm saying, you know what? At the end of the day, when you guys think about it, all these hot R&B artists have someone
all
write
of them
their
have
songs.
Them.
All of them.
Thank you.
What's the difference?
All of them. Beyonce, all of them.
Exactly. So what you mad for? What are you mad for?
What you mad?
Does your rhyme suck?
Yeah.
You don't have the ghostwriters that he has? And Drake is getting paid tenfold. I would go see Drake or buy his music, download his music before Meek in a minute. Trust.
Absolutely.
Ladies, sometimes a man doesn't know what he wants. Sometimes he just doesn't know. Meek, he got the queen. And he's still over here acting like
and you tripping. Feeling. Exactly.
And you still tripping. We know sometimes we don't know when we won. We just don't.
Or sometimes truth. Sometimes truth in relationship. Sometimes truth, you have to qualify to be with certain people. Just because you are at a certain status doesn't mean you qualify to be with that person.
That's true.
I think as far as a match, she has a lot, and I don't know personally because I don't know Nicki or Drake personally, but she may want to be with Meek, but maybe they don't match, they don't qualify to be with each other. And she has a friendship, an earned friendship with Drake that comes naturally. So everything he has to fight for.
That comes real easy. Easy for Drake. Great point. Ooh, great point. Because you know what Meek is really fighting? He's fighting where he comes from. He doesn't feel legitimized in this position. This arena is bigger than him. And that's where that insecurity comes from. Nicki forces him to step his game up, and it's uncomfortable. It's
absolutely.
She's bringing him around people he would never meet in his life.
On his, probably not. Not in his lifetime. And when that happens, I find this in dating a lot. When that happens, some guy that's gonna be the truth of the situation. Whether you're gonna buck up and be the king in the relationship, or you're gonna be the insecure man. That's where everything is revealed. So I think he's
being Simba. He's Simba, right? Yeah. He's Simba.
And he's vulnerable. But Nicki should definitely look and see, you know, who's being shown. This is really how he is. I mean, you can either embrace it and say, yeah, you know, this is my girl. Yeah, you know, she's close to Drake, but she's with me. So just truly valuing her and appreciating where she is, it seems like...
Meek is the stripper who's dating the doctor, who's going to those $500 plate black tie dinners, and she feels like everybody's looking at her. I can tell they know I'm a stripper. They know I dance. I can tell these women looking at me crazy. I don't feel comfortable here. All I want to do is go home and smoke a blunt. I don't want to be like he feels so out of place in certain areas of her life. And she tries to step down.
She can't compensate. She can't. Like my grandfather always said, and then we're going to jump into our first song. You either, when you meet someone, you either step up to where they are, or you'll go down at a different level. So they either stay up to where you are, or you'll come down to them. And with that being said, we're going to get into All Eyes on You, Meek Mill featuring Nicki Minaj, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love? Ooh, got the club going crazy. All these but my eyes on you. Is you somebody, baby? If you ain't, girl, what we gon' do? Was the flyest, up in the building. We was counting this money, loving the feeling. Look at you now, in love with a hitter. But now it's all eyes on me, and it all eyes on me. To say something to your pretty ass, some hood, what you looking at? Cause I'm good for that. Breaking bags, I'm good for that. Might just be your blood for that. You might fall in love with that, got love for that. What's your name? Who you with? Where you from? You the choose and pick, get the right one. All these chicks got the light one. All these hits got the light one. All these bottles got the lights up. All these models got the white one. What you gonna do? How to run? Whoa! You ready? Baby, is you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love? Ooh, got the club going crazy. All these but my eyes on you. Is you somebody, baby? If you ain't, girl, what we gon' do?
If you ain't gon' need it, baby, give it all up for you right now. We got the club going crazy. All eyes
Yo,
on you.
He was the realest, I was the baddest, we was the illest. When he approached me, I said, yo, what the deal is? In and out them dealers, rockin' chinchillas. I got him in the back of that back, I think he catchin' feelings. Now it's all eyes on us, and it's all lies on trust. And if them wanna trip, tell them they tour guides on us.
This kitty cat on reclusive. He duck ducking them gooses. I put him on in that new new. Now he only with exclusives.
He's like, what's your name?
My name Nick.
Where you from?
New York and this
choose and pick.
You got the right one. All them hoes ain't nothing like them. You know you never wiped them. None of them hoes ain't never hit this. Still at the top of all they hit list. What they gon' do? Meek and Nick.
Is you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love? Ooh, got the club going crazy.
All these hitters got my eyes on you. Is you somebody's baby? If you ain't boy, what we gon' do?
If you ain't gon' need it, baby, give it all up for you right now. We got the club going crazy. All eyes on you.
She was the baddest.
He was the realest.
We was the flyest.
We was the illest.
I was the realest.
I was the baddest.
We was the flyest. Up in the building.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network on the Love Zone USA, where we are discussing Drake's disses and Meek Mill's misses. Now, ladies, what I have, and the truth, welcome, what I have to say is, what do you think Nicki's feeling through all this? Because I feel like it's mad disrespectful on both Drake and Meek's part to kind of be putting her in the middle of all this and, you know, making her... Right. Choose between the two of them, or even deal with having to hear about it all the time. Well, how do you guys feel? What do you think she's going through?
I think, as a woman, this is Tahir, as a woman in business, anything that takes you off, away from the business at hand of getting the job done is a distraction. So I hope, it's hurtful and it's emotional and it's really, really close to her heart. But I hope she recognized this too as a it's a distraction, and whatever that she needs to take creatively from this to make the best music as possible at this time, to use that as her anchor, because it must be hard. Like, even in business, when you are stuck and where you have to make major decisions on an everyday basis, and then you have your husband, or not even your husband, your boyfriend and your best friend fighting. Us as women, we have a lot to deal with in, like, corporate, on a corporate level, and now where she is in the industry. I hope she just, you know, see it as a distraction and just really, really use it for creativity purposes, because it must be tough right now.
I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember. You guys remember when Diddy or Puffy was dating J-Lo back in the day?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Remember when he caught that case when she was in the club and he got right? Okay. Her PR people told her, leave this nigga alone.
They really did. They told
her. Did damage control on
J-Lo was not going to be sticking around.
I don't care if you love me. I don't care what y'all got going on. Leave him alone. He's going to kill your career.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they told her. And this is now, and we all know that, you know, we know Sean John was worth $400 million and all. This is before The Rock. He was still a power player. But when he had all that stuff that was going on, it was just a bad look on J-Lo, whose career was getting ready to blow, right? Right.
And
most people are like, you got to shut it down. Now, I don't know what kind of PR people, you know, Nikki has, but I say all that to say that sometimes, and here's the dilemma. You're looking at a balance between my career, okay, and my love life, my personal life. When those things start to intersect, when my personal life and my love life is intersecting, it creates an unreasonable amount of tension from this aspect alone, right? So the man that I'm sleeping with, the man I'm sharing my life with, I'm expecting him to understand all of the pressures that I'm going through that nobody else knows about, right? When we mm-hmm. sitting in bed, pillow talking, I'm saying, babe, you know, today it was rough. It was rough at the studio. My PR people drive me crazy. My lawyer drive me crazy. My attorney drive me crazy. You know, he's supposed to understand all of the stuff that she's going through and be able to make that easier for her. Now, back to Safari. Because they had such a long-standing history, I believe he was more in tune because of the mm-hmm. time, of course. But he played, bless his heart, he played the background as long as he could, right? Mm-hmm. But he was talented, too. He was a singer. And like you said, some of those songs he was writing for her. So I think what Nikki might be missing right now, if you look at all of it, it is the support mm-hmm. of a man that just says, you know what, baby, what can I do to make your day a little bit better? Not how I'm going to go out there and start a beef with your label mate and make your day worse. Right? What can I do, baby, to make it that? I know you sit up here and tell me how hard it is to deal with it. And she said this on the radio. I don't even know if you guys remember if you caught it. She said, the industry is a bitch from this perspective. It takes, yes. But it's hard for you to let go of it because it mm-hmm. does, it takes so much from your personal life. It mm-hmm. costs a lot to be, this is the thing they say, no, there's no school they send you to. There's no degree you can get on how to learn how to deal with being famous, on mm-hmm. how to learn how to deal with the fact that everybody knows your business. Now, for mm-hmm. all, and this is a little side note, for all these young ladies who want to be Instagram famous and want to get a reality show, beware of what you ask for.
Yeah.
Because if you can't handle your little circle of people all in your business, what are you going to do with 2 million people in your business, 10 million mm-hmm. people in your business, where you can't even sit down on the toilet without TMZ showing up, right? So my thing is, we have to be, this is part of it. This is what Nikki was saying on the race. Like, you know what? I thought for a long time this is what I wanted. Like, I wanted this whole success thing. But on several, this is the second relationship where her career has impeded, or her fame or popularity or whatever you want to call it, has impeded on her personal relationship. And I think she's going to get to the point, and mark my word, call me a prophet, whatever you want to, in the next 5 to 10 years, she's going to get to the point where she's going to have to take a hiatus from the industry mm-hmm. and say, I'm going to either, I got to choose to be a, to have love in my life, and I got to work on it as hard as I work on this music career. I've got to get to the point in my life where one's got to be more important than the other. We all want both. Everybody wants the best of everything, but sometimes we got to make a choice. That's what it means to be an adult. We got to make a choice. Go ahead, you guys.
Good point.
I definitely agree. This is Karishma. I completely agree with you. I think that a lot of it also comes as Nikki is so talented. She has really proven herself throughout her career. She's not afraid to be out there, but still have that girly, feminine side to her. And I love Nicki Minaj. I'm always rocking out to Nikki at home, and she's collaborated with mm-hmm. so many different artists. She's done a variety mm-hmm. of stuff. And it's one of those things where it's almost like, is Meek bringing her down? Is he just basically like insecure about his talent and the fact that she's so good? She's, you know, worked with Wayne and Drake and Beyonce, mm-hmm. David Guetta, done all this great stuff. And maybe that insecurity of him not being there. And he's a few years younger than her as well, so he's still quite immature. So he probably doesn't know how to handle it all yet. And his
right.
main thing that why he's so popular right now is because of this feud with Drake, which is where it all comes back to, is a lot of it just done for publicity and no reason else. Is it because like, oh, I'm going to pull a fight with Drake and then my woman is going to have my back and it's mm-hmm. going to really put me out there on the scene. People who maybe if they didn't know who I was, now they know. Because if you think about Drake's fan base, it is so wide. everybody listens to Drake. He is a mainstream artist. The same people that listen to Taylor Swift also listen to Drake. It's one of those kind of, he's one of those artists. Such a wide variety. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And now everybody knows Meek Mill because they're all worried about what's going on with Drake. Oh,
and you know
Meek
what?
Mill, who's he arguing with?
Charisma, too, your points are great and dead on. And I think, too, Meek is somewhere sitting embarrassed as hell because, I don't know, I think he probably misjudged Drake and maybe thought he was soft because, okay, you got Meek Mill, you from the Philadelphia, and you've been to jail, and you're supposed to be a hard-ass and street cred and all that, and then you got Drake from Toronto, damn near a white boy, started out acting, you know, and kind of got lucky. So I really think Meek was like, he was soft or something. And Drake, to me, demolished his ass. Like, you know, he's coming out on a concert, you know, doing concerts and got, he's clowning him on the big screen. I mean, they're wearing T-shirts. I mean, he killed them. He killed them. So I don't know what Meek's doing. If he's sitting there, like, licking his wounds or if he's in the studio trying to write a mean comeback, I don't know. But to me, at this point, there's nothing he could do or say. You just look dumb. And to me, it's like, excuse my language, you know, you asked with the wrong one, apparently.
Ladies, you never come for somebody in hip hop if you ain't got material on them. never come for nobody. Jay-Z found that out with Nas. You bet if you come for somebody, you better know who your opponent is, and you better have you better have enough material to put them away. Meek didn't have enough material to put Drake. I'm talking about where nobody want to hear Drake anymore. If you don't have that. So you need to sit down somewhere, and you need to go write some rhymes for your girl
sit down twice.
Or chill with your girl.
You
came from the wrong person.
How about that?
Right?
But I really feel, too, I really feel that Meek is really, really in love right now, and Nicki is colossal. She is just as a brand within herself. I mean, men say it all the time. I love for my woman to make all the money and to wear the pants, and realistically.
We say that.
We say that, but let me tell you, I can definitely testify when you're making the majority of the money in the household and, you know, doing these big things, it's tough. It's like you're taking their manhood. So I think he's dealing with a multitude of things right now. She's colossal. She's universal.
Yeah.
She can collaborate. The brand, let's just talk about the brand, the Minaj brand. She can collaborate with anyone.
Right.
Same as Drake. And that's why I feel
she can do country music right now.
She can do country. It's not even a crossover anymore. She can just step into it. You don't have to cross over. She'll just step across the street. Brand-wise. So as a brand, she's at a different level. And you have to, I don't know, like sometimes you want to give back and you have to deal with like-minded people. And I think for me as a candidate, as far as mate-wise, Drake is probably the better mate because he can empathize with her and he can, you know,
absolutely.
I feel like Meek, she's colossal and he's getting
you're
lost.
Right. Either she's going to have to date someone that's where she's at or she's going to date older men. She cannot
or greater.
Date men that are younger than you
got to.
Okay. That are comfortable in their skin. Now, here's the thing. You're right. You said something. We always get mad at women who date above their level, and we get mad like she's a gold digger, she's that and that. But now, here's the thing. And then we want a woman to be successful. We want an alpha female. The problem is that we got this ego thing, right? So, you guys saw the Mark episode where he thought Gina made more than him. He had a fit. He could had a conniption, right? Because here's the thing. We place, there's two areas of our weakness. And this is where y'all go for when y'all want to go for the jugular. Y'all don't give a fuck no more. You go for a man's penis and you go for his wallet. If you want to tear a man down, go for the penis and go for the wallet. Game over, right? So my thing about it is he's having an issue with his wallet, which is the financial thing. Because the man, I want to be the breadwinner. I want to take care of my woman, but I don't have as much money as her. I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't. I'm not in. When they invite Nikki to a president, let's say to the White House, he has to come along as her date. He's not. Mm-hmm. He's not the main. Mm-hmm.
But that's where the gap is. Now you can my grandfather always said, he could either jump into, because I would have not even touched this, even if I was insecure in the relationship, I would have used it to make the greatest music ever, to make the money that I need to get her attention and to keep it with me. This is why you're with me. And it's not about financial. It's just using the insecurities to make a security, to make you secure. Don't allow it to overtake you. And I feel like she's colossal. And he's, because I know, like, even in relationships that I've had, and I made more money than the man, and they're like, oh, you're the man in a relationship. Why do I have to be the man? I'm providing. You can't do it. I'm stepping up. The mortgage is getting paid. Ooh.
And look, but look how you say it, ladies. Watch this. Look, here's the twist. Watch the twist. How mm-hmm. you say it to a man, because I'm telling you, you're touching a soft area.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, here's the thing. When you guys have more, and this is one of the reasons why I tell brothers, you got to go to Atlanta because of that. There's a lot of professional women out there, beautiful black women, professional, making great, have, you know, educate, all this stuff. But the thing is, how you say it to a man, if I told you, I didn't gonna believe it. So you know how many men that are stay-at-home moms right now in America? No one's talking about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know
more
how
now.
Many men are staying at home and women are actually going out. And I'm gonna tell you why they're doing it. So there are more successful women on college campus right now. That's indisputable. There's more women in corporate positions, indisputable, but right now. There are more African-American men, and I just did a piece on this, that are locked up, homosexual, don't have their stuff together, have too many kids, they got child support issues, right? The available men for women now, for professional women, mind you, is shrinking by the hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying if a woman is at 30, right, and has not, for whatever reason, decided to settle down and start a family or whatever, they're saying by the time she turns 35, she can close the book. Because they're saying, now, I know you guys, I'm getting into another thing, but they're talking about the freezing of the eggs is very expensive and all this sort of thing. It's just, you know, they're saying, realistically speaking, the pool of eligible bachelors, men that are eligible to date a woman that is successful, is shrinking. And you see it now as it's relating to the music industry with Nicki Minaj. Nicki's not the only one. There are other women in the industry that are very successful. Oprah Winfrey, Dennis Stedman for a while. You know, there's several situations. People are searching for Jay and Beyonce, and they're falling short.
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want Jay and B, but they ended up getting Nicki and me or Oprah and Stedman. And then we get mad because it's like, wow, it's a lot of pressure. Look at Meek Mill's background. He's been locked up. He's from Philly. He came up broke. And I'm not being condescending to his background. But I'm saying for him to come out of that and then get into a relationship where now he's got to go up like 50 notches, not financially, but just emotionally and psychologically to be able to handle that arena, that's asking a lot. And he's younger than her. That's
absolutely.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
True. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, guys. I worked with Meek Mill. I've been on set with him. I did one of his music videos before he linked with Rick Ross, probably about a year or so. He is about as good as you can
get.
The language
right.
that came out of his mouth. I mean, right. I wish you could have seen him. He showed up to his own music video, didn't even give a damn. At that time, he was wearing braids. Didn't give a damn that his hair wasn't braided. And his whole crew who are hood went off on him. Like, how the hell you going to show up to your crap and your hair ain't even braided? What the hell? So, now, take someone like Nicki. I know she's educated. I know she went to performing arts school. I'm sure she could get a little gutter, but I just see her language, her vernacular being different than Meek's. That's why I said this whole stuff to me is a farce. I just don't get it, guys. I don't see it. I think it's publicity. I think it's bull. I really think they're just trying to elevate their careers. It's just not believable. Even the pictures they posted with each other, even when they performed and I've seen it, it's just not believable to me. It doesn't seem genuine. It seems like it's a little
bit
forced.
What if he's a rebound, ladies and gentlemen? What if he's is the rebound? Mm-hmm. You know,
what?
He could be.
It could be the rebound.
You talked about this before, I believe, on another one of our shows, and I, as a woman, believe, and ladies, what do you think? When you are in a relationship for that long, you need a damn minute. Like, you need time.
Yes.
I need a year. I need something. I got to follow
it's called
detox.
It's good.
To some stuff. It's crazy.
But, Nakom, some people need a minute, and some people will do the reverse.
True.
You know, the people process differently. Like, I would need a minute. I was in a relationship with you. I need a minute just to get with myself to see who I am at this point.
Exactly.
But some people will go in reverse. Okay, that happened. I'm going to allow that to stop me. I'm going to go to the next. And that sometimes works and hurt them because they never address the issues that were broken in that situation that never healed. So you're just masking a problem that was never the root of the thing that was never dealt with.
Yeah. Some people just don't
let people alone. I agree with you, ladies. I think that what happens with Nikki is I feel like she's someone who falls really hard in her love life, especially because from the jump, she hasn't been one who has really been linked up with a bunch of different artists. She's been pretty firm about her beliefs. She's always been like, I'm not one to sleep around because I don't want to be known like that. I want to be recognized for my music. And she said that from day one. So everyone's had this, you know, big found respect for her because she's always been honest about it from the jump. But I think she just really wants that love, and she thought she had that with Safari, and things turned out real bad there.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you know, you start dating someone and you feel that happiness. And when you've been in a long-term relationship for so long and you get back into that happy state, you're like, oh, this is just like how I felt, you know, with him. And now I'm happy again. And I think she's just really putting all her eggs in this basket with him and wants to start this life. Because she's probably just tired of looking. She's like, I just want to settle down, be happy, have my man, like I always did, and just live my life.
But, you know what? That's a good point. Ladies, what is it? You tell me this. What is so bad about taking a little bit of time to really get to know who you are? What's so good? I mean, because the reason why I'm asking you guys, ladies, specifically, because society has said you guys are damned if you don't be in a relationship, like at the end of the world. You guys put so much emphasis on centering your life around a man.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes its own, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy. I put everything I got in my relationship. But when do you put anything back into you?
Into yourself.
How do you
get back to
depositing all this energy that you put into trying to be this special stuff into someone? And I'm not downgrading. Let me just say this. I'm not downgrading relationships. Love is the greatest thing we've ever could possibly have. But all I'm saying is, a lot of times we're using and self-medicating in relationships, jumping from one to the other because I don't want to take a 2 seconds to actually figure out who am I. So I don't have to base or make my last relationship, which didn't work, the blueprint for my next relationship. I just want to be like that again. I want to feel like that again. I want to get that back. No, I don't. That didn't work. I don't want that. I want something different.
That's not good.
I'm not 21 anymore. Love
right.
is different, ladies, at 20
yes.
than at 30. And it should.
It transitioned.
Yeah. Right. I should feel like
true.
I want to be like I was 16 and I'm 35. You know? At some point, I've got to make that transition.
Absolutely. I think, too, some women have the fear, and I know we're going to address this, you know, maybe in one of our upcoming shows. They have a fear of being alone. They have a fear of finding, you know, I'm all for taking time out because maybe it wasn't the guy that what you were dealing with. Maybe some issues that are within you that never surfaced. And you never got to the root of that thing that causes you to do this. And so you, in order to provide a solution, you have to really understand what the real problem is. And we're just putting a Band-Aid on a very severe cut that's going to keep bleeding relationship after relationship.
I agree with you, Tahira. I think the fear with women is what it goes back to is what the truth was saying, where there are the eligible men out there that, you know, you want to be with are just shrinking. There's not that many of them out there. So everyone is worried that if they wait too long to find themselves, they're never going to find a man, and they're going to be stuck with themselves for the rest of their lives. Like,
oh, no, are they fat? I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
That was so bad.
Work what you got, honey.
Exactly. So I think that's what the fear is. They're like, oh, the drinking. Too long, there won't be anybody out there.
Yeah, that's not easy.
We definitely have one. I have one that, you know, they just hop from man to man to man. As soon as this is over, it could be a serious relationship or just dating. It's like,
it does, you know what? I have Nacon to just co-sign and jump off of that with you. I have one friend that she is just very aggressive. You know, she got married. She got divorced in the beginning of the year and married by the summer. And I'm like, who does that? How do you do that?
Oh, my God.
She just has these guys. She's not a cheater, but she knows how to work the guys that wait for her. She knows how to work that part. And they marry her. So some women just have the art of, you know, landing a man, getting married, I constantly talk to her. I was like, why so many, like Liz Teller, we call her Liz Teller, why so many marriages? And she said, well, I'm just not going to take, you know, no for an answer. But I'm like, maybe there's some things within you that you have never addressed that keeps going. It's recycling itself in the next relationship because it was never dealt with. That's what
I encourage people to do, and we don't like to do, is the exes. The exes have so much information. It's interesting. Like, if you ask Liz, use Liz Taylor. If you were able to, and some of them are dead now, go to all the men that she married, I guarantee there would be one or two things that they all would say the same. But this is the area that Liz has issues with. They would all have a similar testimony. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get over this with her.
They're like, she's crazy.
And you know what? That would be one of them. But you know what's funny? A lot of times people use people as monkey bars. I don't know if you guys remember back in elementary school, you play on the monkey bars. Well, the visualization is we use people like that. We get out of one relationship and put our hands on another relationship, and there's nothing in between of where we actually said, you know what, let me do a woosah and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because what happens is you don't run from you. You can't run from yourself. Whatever's inside of us that's unresolved, it's going to come to the surface.
We suppress.
And you know what we suppress? The biggest way we suppress? I'm looking for love. And that becomes its own form of a drug. I'm looking for love, so I'm going to suppress my issues. It's not me. It's going to be okay. I'll find a man that's going to accept me for me. But I won't work on me and accept myself for myself. But I'm going to find a... How is that?
That is what the truth is. It's not the other person. Maybe some things in the relationship. That's why I said right now, I hope Nikki can use this. I know she's using it for her music, because something is missing. Something was lost, and I get it, but there was no, like, even when you lose a person, you get to grieve in a funeral. With a relationship, you don't have that grieving time once it's over. It's like, oh, that happened, you know, and we're going to talk about it in the show, how to break up with someone and get over it and spend that time grieving yourself because you lose some things, but those some things could be within you that are broken that was never addressed. And now is the best time to say, this happened, but how can I make myself better for me? Because I believe sometimes you attract certain things because of the brokenness that you never addressed.
Thank you. And that's the connection I believe that Nick and Nikki have is the brokenness.
The brokenness.
That's what
And the brokenness truth can't come. It can only live in certain environments. So when you step it up into her music environment, he's not a part of that crowd. So he's in the unfamiliar. So he can't live in the unfamiliar because he's not accustomed to it. So he feels like he has to step up, and he has to fight. If a strong man was in a situation, not saying he's weak, that he is with Drake, he would have just laughed at that and said, huh, you know,
true.
And just been, like,
you know,
married, and they would have been on with their life. So
I don't even think these two are totally over, Nikki and whatever his name is, because my thing is that he came out and he threw blows at me, correct? So I'm like, why would you even come out and throw blows at me? Like, you allegedly broke up with Nikki, so what do you care? Now you out here throwing blows and making songs. Like, you don't even rap, dude. So why are you out here?
Safari and her have a history. I don't think that's dead. I don't think it's dead. I think they're just going through transition right now.
I just think she's going through what she's going through. But I'm looking at T. I'm looking at Safari. Like, where is your damn loyalty? Like, you just need to shut up. Like, why even add, you know, more confusion to this? Like, because
his ego is bruised too, man. And his ego is messed up too. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Look. He's dating this other chick that's on Nick Cannon's show, right? You know, whatever. But. So his ego is messed up too. Here's what we do: we use people to self medicate. I believe.
But Truth, who do you date after Truth? Who do you date after Nicki Minaj? Come on, seriously.
Who can you date after Nicki? I want to be her.
And feel credible. Who can you date after Nicki? Go ahead.
Exactly.
Well,
you know what?
You
better say
you know
it.
Who can you date?
Look, you know what's crazy? You said that. You said, who do you date? How do you go from Nikki to, you know what's interesting? He was, especially in his position, because he wasn't in the forefront. He's already in a position where he's behind the eight ball because he was not on her level. So now anybody he dates, the only thing he can do in his mind, I'm going to tell you what he did. I got to get somebody that I think, and maybe other people think, looks better than Nikki. That's all I can do. I can't get anybody maybe as successful as Nikki, but I got to get somebody I feel that looks better than her or that's more culture or whatever you want to call it. Not saying this other chick is, but you start to grasp the straw when you're at a position where you behind the eight ball. I want to say this about Nikki, though. How hard is it, you guys, anybody on the phone been in a 12-year relationship or 10-year relationship or whatever?
Yes, 17
how
years.
How hard is it? How hard is it to rebound when your relationship is public and it won't give you a chance to breathe?
You can't, because it's not your relationship anymore. It's a public relationship.
It's not yours.
It's not your life.
Right.
But that's the cost of being celebrity. It's a cost. As celebrity, it's not yours. So I feel like Meek and Drake, they owe Nikki something because it's cost as being a celebrity, but it's not your relationship anymore. That's why I said we know only a percentage of the true story. We don't know what's going on, really. What part of it is true and isn't true? I just feel like when you're a celebrity, it's at different stakes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. We're you know, giving our opinions, but who knows what the real story. She could have been from jump. Her and Drake could have been together, you know, they was writing, they were label makes, they weren't famous yet. Who knows what happened in that, you know, dark studio nights when you're not feeling motivated.
I think I know what happened.
And I think she talked about, and she feels, but you know what? Truth, listen at this. Even that dude that loves you for everything that you are, even though he knows that and may be feeling a little bit insecure, him being just stepping up in his within himself, in his security, is just like, but I'm with her and I'm a support. Even if she did that, I'm a still supporter. We're gonna see. He didn't use it to his advantage, if it is true, because I would have used it and, you know, made my brand bigger. We would have had more things together, branding each other. We would have been the next Beyonce and Jay. Business partners.
You know what's
different about
between,
business.
You know what's different between men and women. Y'all, we could sleep with a million women, right?
Yes.
And we expect y'all to deal with that. If y'all sleep with one man,
sleep.
Hey,
if you even give the attention to somebody else,
what's going on?
Not even that. You gave him my attention. So yeah, go ahead, Drew.
We want you guys to be virgins forever in our eyes. So let me give you a perfect example.
But guys, it's almost 10 o'clock. We got to close the show. I know we're having
God.
A good time.
We definitely have
a part two. Thank you, True, for coming on. We always have a good time. You're like family. We're definitely going to reach out. But we have to close the show. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening. We'll continue it. Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening in, listeners. Right here on the Girlfriend Network. Good night.